I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, it was the verdict heard round the world. American pastor Andrew Brunson has been released. Although the conviction stands for terrorism and espionage in Turkey, Open Doors USA's David Curry says the court has released him on time served. Amid the celebrations upon hearing the outcome, Curry reminds us, though, that this case is about so much more than politics or religious freedom issues. This is about the body of Christ. Not everyone has a powerful government advocating on their behalf.
Turkey has been in the middle of a couple of cultures for a long time. It's certainly going to be interesting to see how they move forward and whether or not they're going to allow more freedoms for their Christian community.
And we'll end today in Abkhazia. It's a tiny nation bordering Russia that declared its independence from Georgia in 1999. A large percentage of children there are born into a life of challenge and isolation. As Richard Page of SOAR International describes,
30% of their children are born with some form of physical disabling factor. Most of these kids are pretty much isolated during most of the year. There's not much opportunity for them to get out, and so we try to do a camp to reach out to those kids plus their caretakers and share the love of Christ and the gospel message with them. They bring kids and caretakers from all over the country. It's quite an important event.
The camp is underway this week. Would you keep them in your prayers? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.